Did the Feyen Falcon kill him, too?
No, the cancer came back, that's all. He died in his bed. I was there. The last thing he said was, tell Roland we did our best. And so I do tell you.
Thank you, Sai.
He heard the roughness in his voice and hoped she would mistake it for curtness. Many had done their best for him. Was it not true? A great many, beginning with Susan Delgado all those years ago. Are you all right? She asked, in a low, sympathetic voice.
Yes, he said. Fine. And Moses Carver, when did he pass?
She raised her eyebrows, then laughed.
What?
Look for yourself. She pointed toward the glass doors. Now approaching them from the inside, passing the desk-minding woman who had apparently been talking to herself, was a wizened man with fluffy, flyaway hair and white eyebrows to match. His skin was dark, but the woman upon whose arm he leaned was even darker. He was tall, perhaps 6'3", if the bend had been taken out of his spine, but the woman was even taller, at least 6'6". Her face was not beautiful, but almost savagely handsome. The face of a warrior. The face of a gunslinger. 9. Had Moses Carver's spine been straight, he and Roland would have been eye to eye. As it was, Carver needed to look up slightly, which he did by cocking his head, bird-like. He seemed incapable of actually bending his neck. Arthritis had locked it in place. His eyes were brown, the whites so muddy it was difficult to tell where the irises ended, and they were full of merry laughter behind their gold-rimmed spectacles. He still had the tiny white mustache.
"Roland of Gilead," said he. "How I've longed to meet you, sir. I believe it's what's kept me alive so long after John and Aaron passed. Let loose of me a minute, Marion, let loose. There's something I have to do."